आता प्रमोद, थैंक यू माताजी. वेलकम टू भक्त संघ कॉन्फ्रेंस कॉल. टुडे वी आर फॉर्चुनेट टू हैव हिज ग्रेस राधा प्रमोद प्रभु जी, दास प्रभु, राधा प्रमोद दास दास जी, फॉर एनलाइटनिंग अस इन द टॉपिक ऑफ श्रीमद् भागवतम, सिक्स्थ कैंटो, 15th चैप्टर एंड 25th वर्स. सो बिफोर आई हैंड ओवर द कॉल टू प्रभु जी, आई वुड लाइक टू गिव दिस कॉल टू टिफिनी माता जी फॉर गिव ब्रीफ इंट्रोडक्शन अबाउट प्रभु जी. हरे कृष्णा माता जी, प्लीज टेक ओवर द कॉल. हरे कृष्णा.
Hare Krishna, Mataji. Please accept my humble obeisances. All glories to Srila Prabhupada. Hare Krishna, dear devotees, please accept my humble obeisances. Dandavat pranams. All glories to Srila Prabhupada. This morning, we welcome His Grace Radha Pramod Prabhuji. Prabhuji came to Krishna consciousness in 2001 and took initiation from His Holiness Radha Swami Maharaj in 2006. Radha Pramod Prabhuji completed courses at Bhaktivedanta Vidyapith from BVRC. He has rendered services such as managing a preaching center in Hyderabad, training and educating corporate youth, giving daily sessions on Asta TV and other local channels. Radha Pramod Prabhuji also conducts online Bhagavatam sessions for many devotee groups around India. Thank you so much for joining us, Prabhuji. Hare Krishna.
Thank you. Thank you so much, Mataji.
Hare Krishna Prabhuji, please accept my humble obeisances. All glories to Srila Prabhupada and all glories to Guru Gauranga. Thank you so much for giving your valuable association, Prabhuji, for coming on the call and enlightening us on the topic of Srimad Bhagavatam, 6th Canto, 15th chapter and 25th verse, Prabhuji. It's
Yes,
all
sir.
yours. Please take over the call, Prabhuji. Hare Krishna. Thank you so much.
Here. Hare Krishna, I'll just share the screen for the. ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय. ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय. ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय. नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयमुदीरये. नष्टप्रायेष भद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवतीरुत्तम श्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्टिकी. कृष्णाय वासुदेवाय देवकी नंदनाय च नंदगोपकुमाराय गोविंदाय नमो नमः. हरे कृष्ण. सो टुडे वी विल बी डिस्कसिंग ऑन दिस सिक्स्थ कैंटो 25th चैप्टर एंड द वर्स नंबर इज 15th चैप्टर एंड 25th वर्स. अयम् हि देहि नो देहो द्रव्यज्ञानक्रियात्मकः देहि नो विविध क्लेश संताप क्रीड उदाहृतः. ट्रांसलेशन वर्ड टू वर्ड मीनिंग अयम् दिस हि सर्टनली देहिनः ऑफ द लिविंग एंटिटीज देह बॉडी द्रव्यज्ञानक्रिया आत्मकः consisting of material elements, the senses for acquiring knowledge and the acting senses. Dehinaha, or the living entities, vivida, various, klesha, sufferings, santapa, and of pains, krit, the causes, udahrita, is declared. Translation. The living entity in the bodily conception of life is absorbed in the body, which is a combination of physical elements, the five senses for gathering knowledge, and the five senses of acting along with the mind. Through the mind, the living entity suffers three kinds of tribulations, adibhautika, adidaivika, and adhyatmika. Therefore, this body is a source of all miseries. In the fifth canto, while instructing his sons, Rishabdev said, Asannapi kleshad asa deha, the body, although temporary, is the cause of all miseries of material existence. As already discussed in the previous verse, the entire material creation is based on mental concoction. the mind sometimes induces us to think that if we purchase an automobile, we can enjoy the physical elements such as earth, water, air and fire combined in the form of iron, plastic, petrol, and so on. Working with the five material elements, panchabhutas, as well as with our five knowledge gathering senses like the eyes, ears and tongue, and the five acting senses like the hands and legs, we become involved in the material condition. Thus, we are subjected to the tribulations known as adhyatmika, adhidaivika and adhibhautika. The mind is the center because mind creates all these things. As soon as the material object is struck, however, the mind is affected and we suffer. For example, with a material element, the working senses and knowledge gathering senses, we create a very nice car. And the car is accidentally smashed in a collision, the mind suffers. And through the mind, the living entity suffers. The fact is that the living entity, while concocting with the mind, creates the material condition. Because matter is destructible, through the material condition, the living entity suffers. Otherwise, the living entity is detached from all material conditions. When one comes to the Brahman platform, the platform of spiritual life, fully understanding that his spirit soul, Aham Brahmasmi, he is no longer affected by lamentation or hankering. As the Lord says in Bhagavad Gita, Brahma Bhuta Prasannatma Nasochati Nakangshati. One who is thus transcendentally situated at once realizes the Supreme Brahman and becomes fully joyful. He never laments nor desires to have anything. Elsewhere in Bhagavad Gita 15.7, Lord says, Mamaivamsho Jiva Loka Jiva Bhuta Sanatanaha Manasashtan Indriyani Prakritishtani Karshati. The living entity in this conditioned world are my eternal fragmental parts. Due to conditioned life, they are struggling very hard with the six senses, which include the mind. The living entity actually part and parcel of the Supreme Personality of Godhead and is unaffected by material conditions. But because the mind is affected, the senses are affected. And the living entity struggles for existence within this material world. Om Ajnana Timirandasya Jnananjanashala Kaya Chakshurunmilitam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namah. Hare Krishna. I am very glad and very grateful for this opportunity to be with all of you and discuss Srimad Bhagavatam. And this is a very important topic, and if you try to understand, it's actually a little complicated also. And if we remember in the 7th shloka of Ishopanishad, 9th, says that vidyam cha vidyam tat vedo. If we know that the process of our ignorance, how we got entangled in this material existence, even that will help us to come out of this entanglement. It will make us immortal. Now here, that is what we are trying to understand. We are trying to understand how we got entangled. The process of studying the working of mind is very, very helpful. And because that is the cause of our entanglement. When uncontrolled mind is the cause of suffering. And controlled mind is the cause of liberation. That's what Krishna tells in the Bhagavad Gita. Now, the same help of mind, we want to come out. But now we have to see how mind works. What is exactly happening within our mind? This is a very important. Now here, I will share some material which we were discussing in our previous sessions. And I wanted to share some simple information. And maybe because I will not be able to write everything, but I will make some points because it is a little technical. It will help all of you to remember what we are discussing. So here, there are some factors that influence mind. I have taken that part. And this is the only where we can do a change in our life. Any change we can do in our life is at the level of mind. Because all the training which we are taking anywhere, it's actually training for changing the mind only. Now, whatever we are hearing is Srimad Bhagavatam. It is basically to help us come out of entanglement of mind. Now, I will try to share some points which I thought about to discuss. The first is, there is a difference between the brain which scientists study, neuropsychologists, they study, and the mind which we are discussing here. This is like the software and that's like a hardware. And there is so much connection with it. So I want you to understand this part, where the mistake happens with the scientists. They don't understand how it happens, but we will find out. And then also we will try to discuss how here actually the purport is. I'll just few points on the purport and then I'll elaborate on that points. I'll just go back to the purport. I wanted to make you understand very, very important things which Prabhupada is trying to explain. He says that the cause of all miseries of material existence, what is that? As already discussed in the previous, the entire material creation is based on mental concoction. So this is the first point for us. What I'll do, copy this part. Generally, So we'll discuss here only, it will become easy. So this is a very important point. First is the whole material, entire material creation is based on mental concoction. This is our first point. Please try to understand what Prabhupada is trying to explain here and we'll try to elaborate on it. Now he's telling the entire material creation is mental concoction. What does it mean? Whether it is true or not. If it is mental concoction, that means it is not true. It is not like that. It is true, but it is temporary. In that way, it is true. And mind sometimes induces us to think that if we purchase an automobile, we can enjoy the physical elements. So this is the another important point. So he says, such as the parts of the, such as earth, water, air, fire combined to form the plastic and petrol and so on. Working with the five elements, panchabhutas, as well as with five knowledge gathering senses. What happened? Senses come in contact with sense objects. So first is five elements, then five knowledge gathering senses, and then five working senses. So, and what happens to them? We become involved in material condition. So all things are there. Five elements are there, and then we have five gathering sense, knowledge gathering senses, and five active senses. They are working senses. So these are combined. We all understand this. But there is one interesting. We become involved in material creation. So this is the important point. This is what we are going to discuss today. How we get involved and how to come out of it. Thus, we are subjected to the tribulations known as Adhyatmika, Adhidaivika and Adhibhutika. The mind is the center, because now we understood that this is what is the process happening here. Now we'll try to see what, how it is happening. We have some. The mind is center because the mind creates all these things. As soon as the material object is stuck, the mind is affected and we suffer. So that is the point. Now, what is happening? How we can come out of it? See, now, where is the soul involved? There is no soul involved. And we are not the body, we are spirit soul. So in all these cases, mind is involved, outside elements are involved, knowledge gathering senses are involved, active senses are involved. Where is the soul? And who is suffering? Now what happens? As soon as the matter object is stuck, our the mind is affected and we suffer. Here is the soul. What is the soul doing? Only suffering. For example, so this is a very good example Prabhupada gives. When the material element, the working senses, the knowledge gathering senses, we create a nice car. And then what happens when the car is accidentally smashed in collision, the mind suffers. Through the mind, the living entity suffers. This is how it happens. So we are suffering through the mind. Now we will try to understand this is in a very detailed way, how it happens. Now mind also enjoys. When it enjoyed, when you created a car, you enjoyed. When we created a car, we enjoyed. But when it got smashed, then we suffered. Okay. Now we will see how this is, how it is working. What happened is we start identifying with these things. So Prabhupada is writing, the fact is that the living entity, while concocting with the mind, creates the material conditions. Because matter is destructible through the material condition of living entity. Matter is destructible. Though the material condition, the living entity suffers. Otherwise, the living entity is detached from all material conditions. This is what I wanted to tell today. This is our first point of discussion. Like when we come to Brahman platform, what is this Brahman platform we all have to achieve, and we are all trying also, and how it works I'll explain. Now what happens is when a living entity, say for example, now when a person, what Krishna tells, Karma Yoga 2nd, 3rd, 4th, 5th chapters, especially this chapters what Krishna is explaining in Bhagavad Gita, is this aspect he is explaining. We are not the doers. That is the first thing. So from here we'll start writing our notes. So first thing what Krishna explains is, now why this is very important? So we are not the doers. Why this is very important? We hear prakrite kriyamanani gune karmani sarvasha ahankara vimudhatma kartaham iti manyate. Now here in all these things, mind is involved, material elements are involved, gathering senses are involved, these are involved, but we are not the doer. This is what Krishna is telling. Don't think you are the doer of the activities. Now, what happens if you get this understanding? You should know, we all should know that it is all done by material nature. It's not we. That means what? This is a very interesting example, what Krishna is giving, and we can relate to it. What Krishna is telling, say, if somebody is watching a movie, please understand this example. He is watching a movie and he is going through the emotions that happens in the movie. If he is involved in the movie properly, and there is some humor, there is some tragedy, there is some violence, there is some fear, there is some tension. You go all through this. And now, but at the end of the movie, person comes and they are happy that they got to see a good movie. It's a good movie. So now why a person is going through emotions, but why he is happy after watching, even though like even people go for horror movie and they enjoy it. They say, wah, maja aa gaya. They went through the tension, but maja kyun aaya? Because, very important, because he knows that it is not happening to him. This is the important point. This I discussed in last hour, Bhakti Sangha, I give in the Chaitanya Bhagavat class also. But I want to tell more things also. This is the point. First point is that good movie is because we are observers. And this is the formula Krishna is giving all of us. This Vipassana Yoga and all these things, 5th chapter, is we are observers of what is happening with us. We are not the doers of it. As soon as you start observing your life, you will not get affected by it. But if we get involved into it, we get affected. Okay, if I start observing, I will not have any feelings. It's not like that. People are watching movie. They are going through emotions, but they know clearly it is not happening to them. If a tragedy happens in the movie or something happens in the movie, they feel sad. But at the end, they're okay. They're okay with the movie because they know it is not happening to him. They're only an observer of the movie. Similarly, when we start observing our life, that which is what is trained in Vedic culture, what happens? Person go through the activities and is completely involved in the activities. Not that he is irresponsible. And he is going through the emotions when he is dealing with his wife, children and everything. He is going through all the emotions, but is not getting affected by it. That is the point. This is what we all have to understand. We go through the, if we are an observer, we are not affected. We are identifying as a doer, then we are affected. This is the first point of discussion. That is what Krishna Prabhupada is telling. The living entity detached from all material conditions. When one comes to the Brahman platform, the platform of spiritual life, fully understand that he is the spirit soul, he is no longer affected by lamentation or hankering. He is because he knows. Now, how does it work? This is very important. Now, I am doing certain activities and activities are happening. And you are telling, and I am here making claim that we are not the doer. That's what Krishna is telling. Prakrite kriyamanani gune karmani sarvashaha. Ahankara vimudhatma kartaham inipanyate. The programming automatically happens. That is what is the problem in this material world. What happens is, we all have software and hardware. This is also one topic I want to take. Little bit I am trying to abuse the computer language because you all know this language. That's why I am taking this language to make you understand this point. We all have software and hardware. This is the problem with our software. Software and hardware together, they can make a program. And all the programs in this mental world are happening with our software and hardware. And the person who is doing the program, he is aloof of it, the spirit soul. I will explain how. Now, say we perform some activity. We call it as karma. So when we perform karma, then there are two components for it. The first component, what happens when you perform karma, we get reaction. So when I'm acting, I get a reaction. Now reaction has two parts. So the first part of reaction is the resultant factor. What is the result? Says last life I committed so many activities, and based on activities, what all will happen? The type of body I get. The body. So I'll just write. I get a body, my relationship. Like mother, father, say, and friends. And then we say our opulence. And my talents. And the way the location, place I stay, environment, and then most important, happiness and distress. Right? Now these are the factors that are going to affect him. Now what happened is, this is one part of karma, but it does not end here. That is the problem. If end here, everything is perfect. Once you do activity, clear everything with your karma, no more activity. But it does not happen like that. What happens is, there is one more vector with this reaction. That reaction part is called impressions. So karma comes in the form of impressions also for us. That is the programming that happens for all of us. Like say, I drank sugarcane juice. And then I experience some pleasure with sugarcane juice. That is the reaction of it, the pleasure I experienced. But along with that, the pleasure which I experienced created an impression within me. That is where the problem comes. Now, This is a very simple understanding. Next time when we see sugarcane, we all get a trigger. There are four functions with the mind. Maybe if we are able to reach in time, I'll explain what are the four functions. But first thing is trigger. I'll explain first function at least. Trigger is what? Now my mobile is ringing. That means it's a trigger. What I'll do? I have to leave the mobile, take the call. Similarly, there is a trigger happens. You see some nice photo, or you are seeing some food item, or some nice fragrance of some food item is coming. Or for some people, he's seeing some movie ad or poster, or some washing machine, or something. Matajis are seeing some ad of a washing machine. Immediately the trigger comes. Trigger of what? That I want to possess it. But internal, the trigger will not happen unless there is internal trigger. This is the point. So these impressions are internal trigger. Like say, if I see now, say some French food items, but I never ate it. I saw it and it may not affect me because there is no trigger. But if I see a gulab jamun or rasgulla, that will create a trigger for me. Because internally the trigger is there. The programming is already there internally. If I see anything that already triggered me, like if an Indian is there, if he sees some Indian movie poster, immediately he'll say, yes, chalo, acha, I want to go for it. But say an European comes and he sees a Hindi movie poster. Nothing will happen to him. Why? There is no trigger only. 1 minute. Nothing will happen because there is no trigger. Internal triggers are when the scientists they study that there are four functions of brain. They say trigger is the first function. And they say once you see something, then you act it. They don't understand why some people are getting action for it, some people don't get. They say like some beautiful girl is going. Now, not everybody will respond the same way. Some beautiful car is there. Not everybody, even the trigger is same, but internal trigger is there. If somebody with cars, you will say, "My God, this is the this is the cool car. I really want it." Internally, that triggered it. It does not matter for somebody who say car, for him all cars are same only. So that is the point here. Now, this is what makes so much difference. Here, the important thing we all need to know that this software is a problem for all of us. This software, what it does, so this is the hardware part. Hardware means what type of body? Basically, our external body which we are seeing is the internal manifestation of our subtle body only. Whatever I am, you are seeing me, this is my internal body. This is a manifestation of my internal body in external form. If my consciousness is of an animal, then you will see animal face. When Churchill, when he was about to die, was almost looking like a hog. So we need not doubt what type of body we have. Say we were discussing this. Like say some people, they are in a, nowadays they have this public display of affection. They display their affection in front of all the people, metro trains, here, there, public gardens and all. Now what happens is, so many people are feeling inconvenient because of it. They feel it's a nuisance. And the people who are displaying also, they also feel that they are creating some nuisance and people are feeling because the subtle vibration goes and they also feel that inconvenience. Now what material nature will do? Okay, beta, you have this desire to express your desire publicly and to fulfill your desire 100% because material nature is very neutral. Whatever desire you have, it fulfills. Because you want to display your affection publicly, then better that you get a body of a dog or a cat. And on the street also you do, nobody will have any problem. Because you have that desire, to facilitate that desire, you will be given this body. You want to eat so much of food and you don't want anybody to comment. Because if you eat so much, unlimitedly hold it, everybody will make a comment, especially in a human body. Then law of material nature says, no, don't worry, I'll give you body of an elephant. You can happily enjoy. Nobody will object. Nobody will say, oh, how fat you are, voracious eater you are. Nobody will comment an elephant. It's okay. Now what material nature is doing? It is facilitating their requirement. Because this body is not suitable, whatever body is suitable, material nature facilitates. That is the point. Now, this is this is very important. Now, all living entities, we are getting programmed more and more. Very badly programmed. And we don't know that we are programmed. That is another problem. Very few people know. And at least devotees, they understand. Or some people who are on the path of spiritual life, they understand that, okay, there is something called programming happening. But most of the people, there is already programming. The internal trigger happened. These are all what we call as samskaras. And vasanas. With these and other things. I will not go in detail. But what I am to tell is, this programming is the problem for all of us. And this is where we are trying to do deprogramming. What is our deprogramming? Deprogramming is, now we have so many apps. We have so many apps in our mobile. And now you are watching me on Zoom. You may have laptop, you may have mobile. But if you don't have Zoom app, can you watch? No. That means you need an app. App is like a software. And this I'll write. So now we have software and hardware. Now this Zoom is like software. Your mobile and laptop are a hardware. You all know this. But what happened is, unfortunately, we have so many apps. There are people, and of course devotees will not have these apps, Netflix, Amazon Prime, and devotees may have YouTube, and they will have so many other Instagram, Facebook, so many apps are there, which are programming us to do in that way. Now what we are doing, we are removing that apps, and we are putting Bhagavatam study circle, Bhagavatam classes, Chaitanya Siddhartamata, Bhagavad Gita, Japa circles. We are removing all the apps, and we are keeping deities, we are keeping japa. These are the things we are trying to program in ourselves. And then accordingly, when something called, if you know this term, we use Udipan. Udipan means the trigger. So the software part is all the apps which we have. And then we have the hardware part. The software part is the programming. What happens are impressions, samskaras. And then hardware part is our mind, body, all these things. Now, based on impressions we have, so here we are comparing our samskaras with our apps. Now, we are trying to deprogram them. We want to replace with different apps. Now, what happens? I don't have any Amazon app only. I don't have any Amazon Prime or Netflix or Amazon. Now, even if some trigger comes, it will not affect me because there is no software only. No matter how many posters of movie are there, it will not open up because there is no app only. You will not get any impressions. But if you suddenly hear, "Arey, Prabhuji, tomorrow so and so Maharaj is coming," immediately the Udipan comes, immediately the trigger comes. Yes, even if I don't sleep also, I want to hear this Bhagavatam. And day and night I want to hear Bhagavatam, and day and night I want to chant, day and night I want to serve the devotees, day and night I want to serve the deities, and that's all I want to end my life. That person is completely deprogrammed and he came to the state of nishta. Tata rajas tamo bhava kama lobhadayasche cheta yete ranavittam sthitam sadve prasidati. That's what actually Prabhupada is telling, brahma bhuta prasannatma. So this person, his apps are only devotional apps. No impressions. All the anarthas. So here, these are wrong impressions are called our anarthas. So wrong impressions. Now, I didn't start my topic till now. I just giving an introduction where I start and just telling you the beginning part only. Hopefully, I'll be able to do something with this. And then we have come to the hardware part. Hardware part is the brain, where the this is the problem with the scientist. What scientist feel is that, everybody get the same machine, but why the machines react differently? Say I have Lenovo laptop. My laptop will function because it has all the parts, they like Lenovo, its batteries and the screen, and everything is made by the company. Say we have 2-3 Lenovo laptops. They will function almost same only, right? Now, I cannot expect that my Lenovo laptop will work like a Mac. It will never happen. Now, but say scientists, they understand that say twins are born from the same womb of a mother. They just born with a gap of 2 minutes. Now, they are seeing that both have got the same hardware parts. Their brain is same, but they function differently. Some person will like black, some person will like white. And scientists don't understand why. And some people, when triggers are there, when there is a trigger, I didn't write about trigger. Yeah, triggers. So, this is internal trigger. When there is an external trigger, they both operate differently. How is it? Because they don't understand, but because there is some software also inside. They're born with certain softwares inside. This they don't understand. That's why they make a mistake. When they see that there is an internal things are happening, external triggers are happening, people respond differently. Some people get addicted very fast to drugs. Same drug some other person take will not happen anything. Will not get addicted. You will not like also. You say, okay. Now, why some things are addictive? Somebody is addictive. Why not somebody? They cannot understand. But we can understand because there is some problem with the software problems. These are all samskaras which are coming from the previous life. So this is the point. Now, I want to tell what is the problem with our software, how it happens, and we have to see very nicely. This is just some part I took. Now I want to explain the function of our mind and connection to the senses. First I told, if we are an observer, if we become an observer, become an observer, then what happens? We no more suffer. Why? Why? Very simple. What happens? We got aloof from it. Like you are pressing the clutch, then the wheels are separated from the engine. They just rotate on their own without connection to the engine. Like that. We no more suffer. That was the first point. And then second point I told about our internal programming and external hardware and software. The internal apps are all anartha apps. Now we have to replace it with these apps. So this is the point. Now I want to tell that what happens is scientists, they are trying to understand. Now where there are so many different functions, but I'll give only one because we have half an hour time. I will try to explain one point where this, why this one part only I'll take because we will not be able to cover much. We are not the doers. So this part I will take. I explained in terms of this once I took on the mind, how mind is programmed on its own. It has that, there is a programming of security, protection, and brain always scans and protects itself, if you remember the topic. Now here, one more important thing is, here is the what scientists use this. This is the technique everybody uses, program the brain. What is the program is investment. Now, what is this programming? Please understand, very nice, very important. Is if we invest on something, we get attached to it. This is where what comes here? Ego comes. Now, previously, people were watching movies. They were not so much into mobiles and all. Even mobile movie are there, it was different. Now, what happens when social media came? They make you post a video on Instagram, on YouTube, on Twitter. A person is posting his own video. Then what happens? He starts investing in it. Once he starts investing, the ego goes there. And then person gets hooked and is going on posting because he became the doer. And that ego factor works so much. And this is what all the social media is taking advantage of. They understand how it works and they take complete advantage of it. What is the main problem with us? Doership mentality. And it comes because ahankara vimudhatma. And that is what is triggered in the social media now. Post your photo on Facebook, likes, dislikes, likes, dislikes, very fast. And say, and what happens? Because I posted the video, I possess the video. Somebody posted the video, you see it's okay. But when I start posting the video, I become addicted to it. Why? I'm investing in it. And I want to see the results of it. Same thing, wherever we are investing. Now, what is this investment? This is the investment of consciousness, which soul is investing. Now, this is a very important thing what Prabhupada mentioned. Now, what is Prabhupada mentioning? Investment of consciousness. We are meditating on matter, which is ignorant. Because we are absorbed in matter which is ignorant, we will ultimately remain unhappy. This is what Prabhupada is telling in the purport. So where is the investment done? You see, Prabhupada is telling that the investment is done, mind is affected because... Mind sometimes induces to think that if we purchase an automobile, we can enjoy the physical elements. So this is where the investment is done. Investment is done on matter. As long as we are absorbed in matter, matter is ignorant. And then what happens? We also continue to suffer because we are absorbed in ignorance. When it comes to spirituality, then our absorption, the investment is changing, the consciousness is changing. That is the reason Shastra says, Martavya Satatam Vishnu Misvartavya No Jadachit Sarva Vidhi Nishedashu Yeda Yovarkankar. Only purpose of the Shastra is to make us meditate on the Lord. Dheyam Sada Paribhavitagni Abhishta Doham. That Lord who came to help us to absorb in Himself, that is Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He is the Lord. This is the incarnation which helps us to meditate on Him. There is no other incarnation like Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. That is a speciality. Another point is, if you see Bhagavatam, first shloka says, Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya Janma Tisyata Vanvayaditara Taschatvesha Bhidma Surat Tene Brahma Sadeyadika Vyante Yatsura Tejo Varimudha Mitavinima Yatrati Sargup Dhamna Svena Sada Nirastha Kugam. Last word is, Satyam Param Dhimahi. Dhimahi means meditate. So this is the definition of absolute truth, and what we should do, we should meditate on absolute truth. And the last shloka, last few shlokas, Bhagavatam Sukadeva Goswami concludes the same Satyam Param Dhimahi. Again concludes with this. That's why meditate on absolute truth. Now, our investment consciousness meditation is on matter. How can we ignorant can give bliss? Ignorance is opposite to it. This is what is happening. Because people are investing, their ego is going there. This is all false ego. We need to have real ego which brings us to Krishna. That is where we need to invest. Now, I'll come to some other factors. Now, how the senses enjoy with sense objects? This is what scientists did. This is not our research. I am going to give a little bit of scientist research. Then I will tell our research also. We'll see based on the time. Now, what is the research is? Like what the scientist understood. So this is will be our little discussion. So this is actually, now why we practice spirituality, this is a side point, but helpful, that's why I read. Related to our spiritual practice is to free from slavery. What is this slavery? Internal programming. This I wanted to tell, I forgot only. Now what is happening is everybody's programmed. Like long back, one time, His Holiness Jayapada Kumara lecture I was hearing. That time he told, see, they are all like programmed. Then he was giving a youth meeting. Then he told, like Matrix movie, everybody is programmed by computers. Before that only, in my college time, I saw the movie Matrix. Unfortunately, I didn't understand anything. Then Maharaj told, I was thinking, what is this? Maharaj gave this example. Then I heard the story of it. Then I understood how the computers, they programmed everybody and everybody is acting according to that programming. Similarly, Maharaj was giving about three modes of material nature, how they are programmed. I forgot this one point. I'll just add a few things here. Now, the programming is very interesting. The internal program which we'll have, because if I see so many objects, nothing will happen. If I see somebody is working very hard and making a big business, immediately the trigger comes inside. Yes, let me also work hard and become a big businessman. And I work hard next 20 years. Like say I saw a big villa and I say I want to purchase it. At next 20 years, work hard to get that villa because the trigger is from inside. Now how it happens, this programming also is based on the three modes. Sattvaguna, Rajaguna, Tamaguna. How programming happens? Programming happens by association. So this programming happens by association. Now, what type of, basically what I am trying to understand is like what am I now is based on what type of association I have. Now what type of association we are taking, we are making our program like that only. The whole day I am sitting with the movies, violent movies. I am changing my internal programming and what will happen when I come out? Very violent for small things also. If I am seeing very, very emotional movie, I am just giving movie example. This is very easy to understand the example. Please don't, don't get offended. What happens is the person becomes emotional because it's changing internal programming, especially in childhood if we see, because that time is the programming happens very fast. Now, the system is already a little bit damaged. The programming takes time. That is the reason when we want to deprogram also, it's already fixed. The programs don't change. That fellow will remain like that only. He's lazy. Somebody is dull. Somebody is very passionate. And before dying also, he's passionate only. He cannot change anything. I've seen at the age of 90, you know, person is sitting in his office. His son is sitting, two sons are there, they have their office and grandsons are also in the office and this fellow is signing the checks. I was feeling, means so much programmed, there is no question of free will only here. Free will comes only when Shastra comes. This is actually very important. There is no free will per people. Everybody is entangled. Only people who follow Shastra, there is a chance that they can use their free will and come out of this programming. That's why we all need that. Krishna very clearly tells also in Bhagavad Gita, Yas Shastra vidam vuchija vartate kamakarata nasasiddhi mavapnoti nasukam na paramgatim. If somebody is not going with the Shastra, he is just going with his programming. I will be a German, I am born in Germany. I will behave like a German. My programs are all German programs. Next life, I will be almost born in Germany only, and I have the same program, continue to live life after life, perpetually caught up. Sometime you may go low, sometime down. Otherwise, same situation, life after life, because that is what I am. That is what the programming I have. But suddenly a Shastra enters, Bhagavad Gita enters. Now it cuts the conditioning and he gives an opportunity to utilize our free will to act in a proper way. Shastra says, hey, wait a minute. And then I say, okay, I am not going to do. Now, what is this, where the difference comes? Generally, our decisions are based on what? I like, I don't like. So now what happens? We are caught up in this this loop. But free will can be utilized when we follow Shastra. Then it's not based on I like, I don't like. What Shastra says, we can come out of this slavery. There is no way we can come out of this slavery. All these three modes and this association of what? Association of people. Three modes. This is actually with people and people in three modes. Because we associate, we remain into three modes. We are caught up in this programming. Software is nicely programmed to get my next body. And then when I come to the next body, I behave according to that programming, which further creates another body. Continue to live in the cycle of birth and death, cycle of birth and death. Where is the question of coming out? That's why when Shastra comes, Krishna says, yes, Shastram Utsirja, when he gives up. And Vartate Kamakarta. Kamakarta means I like, I don't like. Then what happens to him? Nasasiddhim, he will not attain perfection. Nasukham, he will not be happy. Na Param Gatim, he will not attain any higher destination. All the 3 years explained by Krishna like this. Now, I somehow some of this point came, I am explaining, but I will explain further this because I hope you are all understanding what I am trying to explain. And there are so many more things to do. Maybe in further classes, I'll explain. I'll continue from here because this is, you have already seen so much notes is there below. But it's a very helpful discussion further. And now what happens is the spiritual practices make us utilize our free will properly, which is misused, which is only I like, and help us to go beyond the influence of addictions. Addictions means what? Addictions means dependency. We are dependent on so many things in this material world. And we become a person, free person. Free means what? When he is able to utilize his free will, then only free, na? Now, where is the question of free will? Already programmed. Now, I may say, "Arey, I have an option to choose which brand of ice cream I will eat." You have an option of choosing which brand of ice cream, but we don't have option of not eating ice cream because you are already having the triggers inside. You see the ice cream, the trigger will come. You may choose some which brand, but the trigger is already inside. This is the problem. So what spiritual life is telling is make a person free. He frees all the bondages. And then material life consists entirely on dependencies. Bondage to matter, so-called virtual happiness. This virtual happiness is our internet. Feel like a almighty. One important point. Please remember this point. When Lord provided this facility, what facility he provided to living entity? Living entity want to become God. That's what the main intention is. Now to facilitate a living entity to become God, Lord created this mind, which is a nice part to help us understand that, yes, I am God. Now when I'm talking about mind, please understand, it is actually mind is having three functions, now four parts. One is subconscious mind, unconscious mind, conscious mind, and ego, the identity. So four are considered as mind. It's all four function together. Individually we can study, there is emotional part, there is rational part, there is identity part, there is information part or memory part. So the four parts are there. And they are called chitta, buddhi, manas, and ahankar. So when you call mind, we are calling all four, Chitta, Buddhi, Mana and Ahankar. So we are referring to all. Sometime it is function of, now it is function of ego we are discussing, because we are Ahankara Vimudhatma Karta Hamiti Mandite, means we are trying to identify with that part. That's why we are told, okay, this is Ahankara Vimudhatma, this is ego part. And then dependency is the need to perform some actions despite negative consequences anyway. This is all people are psychological problem, social, medical, spiritual, everything, there will be problem, but still people are doing. Now, how does this come from? The system given by the Lord, so-called reward, and of course, this I'll not take now. It is a big topic. I'll not touch. I'll just revise what we discussed. I just have few minutes before you forget. I just told 3 points to till now. The first point I told, I'll come down. Okay, this part I'll revise first. So the point is that when we are an observer, this is what Krishna is telling. If you read 5th chapter of Bhagavad Gita, Krishna is very nicely explaining this part of being an observer. Now, where the problem comes is when you have doership mentality. Now, when we saw Prabhupada purport, we saw sometimes mind induces. Induces means what here? What is this induction? This induction is it got affected by the trigger. And it is affected by external trigger. Say, I saw a car, beautiful car. So, immediately, internal trigger, that attachment to car comes, induces to me that if I purchase an automobile, we can enjoy the physical elements. So this induction is called is internal programming. Then what happens? It will use this all elements to make a car with the help of these 5 elements only, all these 5 elements it makes. And who is making? By knowledge acquiring senses and active senses. Both are utilized to manipulate this matter to make that car or purchase that car, whatever. And then we become involved in material conditionings. And what is this involvement in material conditioning? Is the absorption he is having. He's absorbed in what? He's absorbed in matter, physical elements. And thus what happens is we are subjected to tribulations. We suffer. Why? We create the nice car and our mind suffers. We enjoy also sometimes. Now, what we saw is the problem is we are the doers, this doership mentality only. But when we start observing, we will not be affected. You are observing a movie. Person goes through emotions, but he always knows that it is not happening to him. That's what Krishna is telling, 2.13, Dehinosmi Neta Dehe Kaumaramana. You are not the body. What is the logic Krishna is telling? Because you are able to observe the change in the body. If I take my photo of a childhood photo, 3 months old photo, 1 year old photo, 5 years old photo, 15 years, 20 years photo, then I am seeing this is me only, but the body is changing. But how can I see the change? Because I am observing the change. That's what. Person going in a flight cannot know that he is going at that speed. But down, I am observing the flight, I can see it is going such speed because I am observer. But the person in the flight is the part of change. He cannot know it. And then, same thing with the mind also. Next shloka Krishna is telling, you know, he says, Matra sparshastu kaunteya sitoshna sukadukada agama paino nittama stitikshasva bharata. Saying is an observer, this happiness, distress, that is all absorption in heter. Anyway, that is what Krishna is trying to explain. You are not the body, you are not the mind also. 2.14, Krishna very clearly tells you are not the mind. Because it is not it's all, if our desires are not fulfilled, nothing will happen. If our car is smashed, I don't want my car to be smashed, honestly. I am so attached to it. But even if it's smashed, also nothing happens to me. But somehow, so this is where the problem. And then we discuss about the software part, hardware part is, and karma, the reaction is body, friends, relatives, openness, talents and all. The impressions are internal triggers, the sanskar. So the 2 reactions happen when we perform activity. We are creating impression after impression. Say somebody did some cheating, somebody violated, somebody did so many wrong things. Not only with the reaction, he get that impression, it will create a programming. New wrong apps are created in him. As soon as any advertisement come, immediately that triggers. So the software is the sanskaras. But either it can be bad or good also. It can be anarthas also. Wrong impressions are anarthas. And software is our mind and all. And external trigger comes, it will not affect if all our apps are deleted. Only we have devotional apps. And then we invest our consciousness in matter. Because it is jada, it is dull, it is ignorant. But people continue to remain unhappy. And then we discuss this last part is how the purpose of spiritual life is to make us free from this slavery. How does we get this slavery? The slavery is internal program. How it happens when we associate with people and also three modes. Both are there. We are in people in three modes and places, situations, all these things. So people and etc. in three modes. And then the decisions are based on I like. Vartate kama karta means I like, I don't like. Then what happens? Then there is no question of free will. All the people around we are seeing, everybody is programmed. No way they can come out of it. Only way we can come in when we go to the Shastra and start following Shastra, not according to I like, I don't like. Krishna is telling, yes, Shastra vidim vitsajja. You should not reject the Shastras. Vitsajja means you are rejecting. Then only you have problem. And beyond the influence of addictions, make a person free. This is what a spiritual life is meant for. And thank you all very much. Any questions or comments, anybody? Yeah.
Hare Krishna, Prabhu. Thank you so, so much, Prabhu. Very wonderful. So many points you covered, Prabhu. And thank you so much. And devotees, please, if you have any questions, please raise your hands or you can unmute yourself and ask your questions. Let me see if there is any raised hands. I don't see any. Oh, yeah. Inta Mataji, please go ahead, Mataji.
Mataji, Prahladananda Prabhu had his hands.
Sure. Oh, sorry, Mataji. Prahananda Prabhuji, please go ahead, Prabhuji.
Thank you very much, Mataji. And then we'll pranam to all Mataji and Prabhuji's. And my question is, Prabhuji, I understand we are also the doer in the sense that, you know, we originate the desire. And the desire is, Bhagavan Krishna says, yathecha su tathakuru. So, you know, if I initiate the desire, then I'm a doer. I'm a primary doer. That's what I was a little bit confused about. If you can clarify, please.
So here, Napro, how it happens is our doership, where our desire is, the soul desires only one desire. Present situation, the soul's desire is I want to enjoy. That is the desire we have. And then what happens? We have our existence at different levels. We have Vaikarika Vak, Pashyanti Vak, Madhyam Vak, and Paravak. We are speaking at different levels. Vaikarika Vak is say I'm speaking, you are hearing. This is a gross way. This is Vaikarika. And then there is Madhyam Vak, where mind, I am already speaking. When will I end my class? When will I have my sugar cane juice? Something is happening inside my mind, which you are not able to hear. So this is second level of talk. And there is another walk is at the Pashyanti level. It's a much more subtler. And then there is more subtlest thing when the soul is speaking. And soul is telling, I want to enjoy in this material world. I want to become God. That is the only desire it has. Now that desire will be fulfilled differently by the programming we have. It is desiring, that is true. But how this desire comes is only one desire. Now all living entities have this desire, but everybody is programmed differently. It is happening in a different way. Like say, now somebody want to become a very rich, powerful person. Somebody become want a politician. Now how these desires are coming, different desires. Now all these are happening in a screen of our mind. And soul is watching that movie and start identifying with it. Oh, you are a rich person. Oh, you are enjoying so nicely as a rich person. And then I am such a beautiful, handsome person. The soul is only observing what is happening in the movie. The whole programming is only this only. It is nothing to do with the soul. It is only seeing what is happening there, identifying and desiring to enjoy. The only desire the soul has to enjoy. Now when we start chanting, then the desire to serve comes from the soul and we are in the spiritual world at that time.
Now the desire to enjoy is there. So we are the doers in the sense we have this one particular desire. I want to enjoy. And every soul has this who are in the material world, but everybody is enjoying in a different way. So then the programming happens people differently. But the soul is only an observer there. You are understanding the point, Prabhu?
Prabhuji, I am trying to find out, you know, is this programming done by material nature or is...
Program done material nature, but it is based on our activities only got programmed like that.
So,
now I am seeing the screen. Now, if say we are having some Krishna conscious movie, not movies. Now, I start observing, but I feel, yes, it should happen like this. I want to enjoy that movie and I start identifying with everything that is happening. Now, soul is desiring. What is the desire? I want to enjoy. But then, if you give up the desire, I want to serve, then you are no more invent of it. Then you are in the spiritual world seeing Krishna enjoying and you want to serve him. It will be like that. So the soul has only one thing, either enjoy or serve. If you want to serve, then you get a spiritual body with spiritual senses. And if you want to enjoy matter, you get material body, material programming, and you enjoy in the matter. And you are observing all these things and identifying that you are doing it, even though it is done by Prakriti. Prakriti kriyamanani. It is not actually the soul.
So I would infer from this that, you know, I would try to change my desire. Having done this, studied Prabhupada Maharaj's literature and satsang and everything, that I'm trying to now, instead of enjoying material nature, I want to serve Srila Prabhupada mission. You know, that's what I understand.
Yeah, thank and you very when much we are chanting, when we are chanting, this is what we are telling. Hare Krishna Mahamantra is, hey Radha and Krishna, please engage me in your service. But it is happening with the lips.
Yeah, that's right.
It is happening with the lips. Then it will happen in the mind. Then the soul also starts chanting. Once the soul starts chanting, then we are in spiritual.
That's right. That's why it says, Kama dinam kati na kati da palita
durvidesha.
Thank you very much, Prabhuji. Very enlightening class. Thank you very much again. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. Thank you so much, Prabhu. Vinita Mataji, please go ahead with your question, Mataji.
Hare Krishna Prabhuji, Dhanavat Pranam, all glories to Srila Prabhupada. Thank you so much, Prabhu, for such a beautiful, beautiful class. Very big philosophy you have explained with a simple example so that we can clearly understand. So, Prabhu, you are telling that free will is only used properly by using the scriptures. So Prabhu, I just wanted to know if my understanding is, I missed a little part in between, but I wanted to know if my understanding is right. Free will is always there, but then when we utilize it in for Krishna's service, then that is the proper way of utilizing. Is that understanding is, if the free will, I can use it in a wrong way also. Like I can, as you said, I can utilize for watching Krishna movie or going to the temple. Like if I go to the temple, that means I use according to the Shastra, or if I'm not going to the temple and watching movie, then I'm using it for my own material sense gratification, as my I have programmed like with the three modes of material nature, where is a passion or like that. Is that my understanding right or wrong, Prabhu? I'm sorry, I missed a little bit of part in between of the class.
Yeah. So now the point is what? Say you are seeing an outside materialistic person. What is the motivation for him for doing any activity? Only one motivation. I like, I don't like. You don't have any basis of doing his activity. Sometime his activity may match with Shastra, but it is not that Shastra is telling he is doing. You don't have any faith on Shastra. He is doing because he like it. He may do some charitable activity or he may kill an animal and kill. Both activities for him is I like, I don't like. As long as we are in the mood of I like, I don't like, that is what Krishna is calling Vartate Kama Karata. Kama Karata means I like, I don't like. But Krishna is telling we have to go according to Shastra. We cannot go yes Shastra Vindu Vitsija. Vitsija means not following Shastra only. None of the people around we see, nobody follows, most of them, they don't follow Shastra. Their only motivation is I like, I don't like. Because they are Vartate Kama Karata. That means there is no question of free will. They are doing according to the programming only. Shastra comes means then the deprogramming starts. Otherwise, there is no question of, like, Now, any person is doing, he's saying, I like, I don't like. I like, I don't like means what? It is already the programming that he has already has. That's what it is saying, I like. Now, if I give a mango juice to you, and if I give some Karela juice, now you already are programmed. What is the programming? I like mango juice, I don't like Karela juice. Now, you are choosing based on what? Not on Shastra. We are doing based on I like, I don't like. This is actually happening to all the people. Where is the question of free will for them? It is the internal trigger. Now, external triggers are there for everyone. The internal trigger is actually making them do activity. So, there is no question of free will. They are already doing according to them. Only a person has faith in Shastras, and even though he may not like it, he is doing it. He is coming out of that conditionings. Then he is utilizing free will. There is no question of free will otherwise. That's what I told. You may have choice between Mercedes car or Audi car, but you don't have choice of not purchasing a car because the internal trigger is already so heavy like that. Clear, Mataji?
Yeah, got it, Prabhuji. Thank you so much.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, Prabhu. Thank you, Prabhu. Balram Prasad, Prabhuji, please go ahead, Prabhuji.
Hare Krishna, Prabhu. Thank you for your very detailed explanations. But I think you also already answered, but I will ask you one more time. The Purva Janma, previous vasanas are very, very strong. That means it creates an impression in our mind which we'll never forget. And then that's the impression after impression after impression. We are that zipped in our drive and that never goes. My observation, Prabhu, as long as we're in Krishna consciousness, yes, we may not think about it, but say suppose one day we are off. That means we are not reading, not in hearing, maybe my chanting is not proper, whatever. That impressions will immediately trigger again looking at some sense objects. So when do you think our impressions, because this is from lifetimes, not one or two. I don't know how many lifetimes we have got this impression. Is there any way we empty these impressions? I don't think so. It's possible. So I'm just wondering if you can comment on this. Thank you, Prabhu.
I'll give in a computer language or mobile language.
Sure. I'm also a computer guy.
It's okay. So say you have certain apps, Prabhu, and that were we used it so much, and after coming to Krishna conscious, I know we stopped using, and you don't use it for long time. And then sometime you get a comment that you want to delete unwanted apps. That is the stage when that means these apps are already there for us. But what happens is they are not got deleted immediately. So correct. Suddenly when you get an impression, the app will come out, Amazon Prime. Then I say, oh my God, this is still there. Then again, you have to practice and you have to make it after so much long. Then the option comes. You want to delete unwanted used apps? And then we say, yes. Sometimes, no, that S button we are not deleting. Say, maybe in future I may need it. So many apps are there already in your mobile, which we don't want to delete. We say, maybe in future I may need it. So if you have strong, determined desire, and we tell to Krishna, really, Krishna, I don't want it. I will delete. And then you uninstall the app. That is the stage called Nishta. So now we are in Anartha Nivritti stage, where we still feel that I may need it in future. How can I give up my lust? Or how can I give up my anger? If I don't become angry, then these people don't listen to me. I need some anger also. It is helpful. And to get our things done, we take help of anger. So it's a useful tool. Why should I get rid of my anger? Why should I get rid of my lust? I need to enjoy something in this world. Okay, I am not a sannyasi, you know. At the age of 80 or 90, I still need some desires are there. Let me. So we still have some things which are holding. That's why the apps are still there. But when we strongly tell to Krishna, really Krishna, I do. Take away my free will. Like we have one very famous quote of Bhakti Tirth Maharaj about, please Krishna, take away my free will. If you, some of you might have read this. Quote of our Bhakti Tirtha Maharaj. So I'll just read for you. And this is very, very helpful. So this is actually what I'll just check. What he's telling is, this is a very important thing. He's praying to Krishna. If somebody can pray to Krishna in this way, this will really make a difference for him. This will really change so much of him. So then we'll be able to come out of our conditionings. So this is a big time probe. It is Anartha Nivritti stage, and it really takes time. So I'll read what Bhaktit Mara says. This is very helpful. Take away my will, Krishna, I am yours. Force me to do what is right and best. Use me as you like. You be my intelligence. You be my mind. You act as my will. I don't know what is best for me. In this life, I am trying so hard as nothing is working. I ask you to put me in the right place at the right time for the right thing. Whatever is best, whatever is auspicious or inauspicious, bring upon me what I need. My desire, my intelligence, even my will, they are all contaminated. I offer them to you. My dear Lord Shyam Sundar, I am yours. You do with me what is best. Help me to be eager to accept, not in a grudging mood, but with a zeal and enthusiasm, as I submit myself and ask, what can I do? Dear Lord, whatever you do to be better servant for Srila Prabhupada's mission, let it happen or come to us. Whatever we need to take away to become pure in Srila Prabhupada's mission, let it take away. So this is from beggar of His Holiness Bhaktit Maharaj. This is what he has sincerely have this desire, then Krishna will delete the app. Then you will know, even the trigger comes, internal triggers are no more there.
Prabhu, reading this app, reading this quote, what I understood is Maharaj would have read because of this surrender. That means it shows that I am not surrendered yet. As simple as that.
Yeah, to the degree we are surrendered.
Yeah. I know.
And it's even a moment to moment surrender, too. Not that
correct,
we have
surrendered. No, I understand. Understand. So that means it's actually we are in the path of surrender. But that quote has to come means that means he's completely surrendered. That's why he's writing that quote. As simple as that. Thank you, Prabhu.
Thank you.
Thank you so much, Prabhu. I have a question in the chat box from Tarani Radha Mataji. Thank you so much, Prabhuji. Please, can you explain why do you say that there is no free will unless a soul follows the Shastra? I thought free will is operative at all times and that it implies us to act according to our samskaras and conditioning.
Yeah, that is true. Free will is all the time. And only when you go to Shastra and follow it, then only we are using free will. Otherwise, we are not using free will. We are just going according to our conditions. Now we have option, whether go according to Bhagavatam, Bhagavad Gita principles, or do what we like. And whenever we do according to Bhagavatam, we are utilizing our free will. Otherwise, we are not utilizing free will. We are just program and we are doing according to our program. I like, I don't like. It's an internal trigger that is forcing us to do. It is not the Shastra that is forcing us to do. Then there is no question of free will. It is just programming. We are like a machine.
Thank you, Prabhu. Hope Mataji, it answered your question, Mataji. Parima Mataji has a question or maybe a request. Hare Krishna Prabhuji, can you please share the link for Bhaktivedanta Swami Maharaj prayer? Actually, even I wanted to ask that same thing, Prabhu. Thank you so much.
In the group, I will share in that Bhakti Sangha group. I'll post.
Yeah, sure, Prabhu. Yeah, thank you so much, Prabhu. Bhagavati Mataji, please go ahead with your question, Mataji. Hare Krishna.
Thank you, Mataji. Hare Krishna, Prabhuji. Thank you so much for this very, very illustrative class that it makes so many things very observing. Prabhuji, I have a question with I like and I don't like. But the free will is there only when we come to Shastra. And if we have still with respect to Shastra also, I like, I don't like I like to read Bhagavatam, I like to hear Katha, I like to eat Prasadam. So there also I like, I don't like is there. So what is that? It is not it's not in the pure platform, you can say, or it is not at all correct?
It is correct because we are doing within the range of Shastra. Shastra gives what is right to be done, and within that limits, you can do it. We want to take prasadam. In prasadam, you have without some items, you can offer everything from pizza to curd rice. Anything is Krishna will accept, and you can offer anything and you can take. That is not a problem. Only thing is we have to do it right way. That is the more important. It's the attitude that matters. You are in an attitude to be according to the within the limits of Shastra, then you are doing it right. It is not a problem. You can have nice prasadam, offer it, take it, whatever way you want. You want to do deity worship, you want to do, but because it is coming in the range within the Shastra, according to Shastra, you are utilizing free will properly and will not have any reactions for it.
Okay, Prabhuji, I got it. But can we say that it is there in the limit, but long way to go to be the surrendered?
That is surrendered only. You are doing what is surrendered. You are doing what Shastra is telling you are surrendered. Only thing is, what happens is we have to continue to remain like that. That is the most important thing. We should not go out of Shastra. You are following what Guru is telling, and all the services which Prabhupada gave for deity worship, serving prasadam, serving devotees, cooking, offering aarti, book distribution, everything you are doing, and you are stick to that only, then all our unwanted apps will delete. Only this thing will remain, Bhagavatam, Chaitanya Charitamrita. That's good enough. You have to be consciously doing it. That is more important. You consciously do it, the same activity, like great big Maharajas are doing book distribution, we are also doing book distribution, but they are more conscious when they are doing. We also want to improve our consciousness. That's all. Activity is not what changes. We have to improve on, work on consciousness. You are doing right.
Thank you so much, Prabhuji. And with that consciousness, you also spoke about, I want to enjoy, I want to serve.
Yeah.
So sometimes with the examples I said, there is an option of I want to enjoy. Maybe I'm enjoying all these things, but I have not come to the platform that I will do whatever Krishna want. I will serve you the way you want, as Bhaktivedanta Maharaj's prayer. So, but still, I'm doing the thing I want to enjoy. I want to enjoy is there. So, as you said, it is just working on the consciousness, or it is something more.
Oh, that is correct. What happens now, initially when we come to Krishna consciousness, because it is very new, everything is new, we are excited about it, new dress style, new hairstyle, new food style, new dancing style, new kirtan style, music style, everything is new, we enjoy that. And later on, you will not, because when it is no more new, then you cannot enjoy. Then you have to work hard to develop a taste for it. And there actually what makes a difference for us. Now, slowly we have to develop taste in all the activities which you are doing. Initial enjoyment will be there because it is new. That time dopamine is affected. But after that, you don't get that excitement. We enjoy. Now, it's not that we want some classes which gives always some jokes, entertainments, so something fun. No, we want to attend class for enlightenment, not for entertainment. That is where that is where our consciousness comes. This is, I don't want to enjoy, I want to serve now. When I am going to temple, I don't want to get anything from temple. I want to go to temple so that I get opportunity to serve all the devotees there. When I go to the deities, I don't want to enjoy deities. I want to glorify them that so that they will be very happy by my glorification. I want to appreciate their beauty. And when I serve prasadam, when I honor prasadam, so every time, na, we have to cultivate this consciousness, let me be servant. And then slowly this will come. Now I am giving class, so I should be in a mood. Let me do it nicely so that devotees will be benefited, they will bless me. In a mood of service, not to enjoy.
Yes, I got it. So basically it's working on consciousness to still better more. Thank you so much.
Hare Krishna Prabhu. Thank you so much, Prabhu. Very, very nice and detailed answer. Hare Krishna, Krishnayi Mataji, or Mataji, please go ahead with your question, Mataji.
Hare Krishna Prabhu. Your class was very enlightening and very detailed, so many things, especially the Chitta, Buddhi, Mana, Ahanka. Prabhuji, I got a question, like sometimes I go for the worshipable place for seva or service. So whenever I have been asked, you know, the whatever you want to do or you can do, so I do not have really any disliking or liking or choices. So how can I answer this, the question?
you do what is given then, if you don't have any choice for yourself. And what happens, you try all the services. Some services you will be able to do it much better. That you can choose as what you will be doing better. Because like some services, cleaning service I'll be able to do better, or cooking service or serving service or deity garlands or whatever service. You try all the services, whichever you are feeling that this will be the best thing I can do for Krishna and I can do it a little more efficiently. Or all the services you are able to do, then you tell them or give them option. Okay, whatever you give, I am surrendered. It is up to, that is not a problem.
Prabhu, my question, how can I say that I don't have any kind of mindset? I don't have any mindset. So how can I present the question? I'm struggling to answering the question, because so many times this question came to me and I couldn't express myself that I do not have any mindset to this serve I want to do, that serve I don't want to do. So what to say that, okay, whatever serve is there, may give.
Yeah, you can tell whatever service you give me, because service is more important. Which serve does not matter.
And Prabhu, one thing is, like, you're talking about dislike and liking. Like, how can we come out of that mentality, that disliking and liking?
We have to follow what Shastra. If this always happens with us, we have to, that's why, go with the instruction of our superiors. We have to go with the instruction of Shastras. We have to go with the instructions of what our Guru is telling. Based on that, if our life is based, then we are not doing what I like, I don't like. We are going according to the Shastra, Guru and other Vaishnavas. And so, whatever they are telling, we are doing.
So we are always asked for the instruction?
Yeah.
That's the way we get caught up with that.
Already instructions are given. Guru already gave instructions, Prabhupada gave instructions, Shastra gave instructions. If you want to know some details about it or some more things, then we go to the Vaishnavas who will help us understand that instructions are, and that situation, that time, that place, what to do, they will help us to do. Otherwise, some basic instructions are already there for us. Reading every day 1-2 hours, chanting, following regulative principles, deity services, prasadam. Already some instructions are already there for us. Not associate with non-devotees and keep distance from all these sense gratification items and all. That instructions are already there for us.
And Prabhuji, how can I cultivate the attitude?
We have to hear regularly and associate with very serious devotees, whomever you are feeling inspired that I want to become like them or I want to have some qualities of them. We have to associate, and that we will get it. And regular hearing is the best method. And if you are associating with, say, we have so many serious and very sincere devotees, and being with them regularly will help us to change our attitude. And that is hearing regularly from them. That is the association we get. And all the attitude changed by association only.
Thank you so much, Prabhu. Hare Krishna. Koti koti
pranam. Hare Krishna, Prabhuji. Thank you so much, Prabhuji. Any more questions, devotees? I think we covered all. Let me check the chat box. I don't think I have any here. Thank you so much, Prabhuji. I think if you don't have any questions, we'll pay our obeisances to Prabhuji. Thank you very much, Prabhuji, for an excellent enlightening class today. And thank you. And we are very grateful to you. And we would look forward for your association again and again. Thank you so much. Let's pay our obeisances to Prabhuji. Vancha kalpataru bhyascha Radha Pramod Prabhuji ki jai.
Thank you, Prabhuji.
Thank you, Prabhuji.